With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. The announcement on Friday came from Governor Mike Kehoe after President Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape their district lines and give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's midterm elections. Democrats are doing the same in the state of California, where Governor Gavin Newsom says he's seeking to create about five new Democrat-controlled seats. A federal appeals court has ruled that the president illegally used emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, but left them in place for now. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled Friday that the president was not legally allowed to declare national emergencies and impose import taxes on almost every country in the world, but they largely upheld a May decision by a specialized federal trade court in New York. The court did toss out a part of that ruling, striking down that the tariffs immediately be suspended. So they're in place for now, pending an appeal. Meanwhile, a new Congressional Budget Office report indicates that tariffs could reduce the national debt by $4 trillion over the next decade. More on that ruling and its potential implications for the U.S. economy in this report, and it comes from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A new report released Friday from the Congressional Budget Office states, quote, "We project that increases in tariffs implemented during the period from January 6, 2025 to August 19, 2025 will decrease primary deficits by $3.3 trillion if the higher tariffs persist for the 2025 to 2035 period." CBO's Director Philip Swagel wrote, quote, "By reducing the need for federal borrowing, those tariff collections will also reduce federal outlays for interest by an additional $0.7 trillion. As a result, the changes in tariffs will reduce total deficits by $4 trillion altogether." Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism. SRN's Michael Harrington explains how.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith. It's the first installment in a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening its own credit union. This is SRN News. Well, as of Friday, Wall Street's winning record streak came to an end.
Stocks pulled back from their latest all-time highs on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.6% Friday. The index climbed a little less than 2% for August, marking its fourth monthly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 92 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. Treasury yields wound up mixed in the bond market. That came after the government reported the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showed a 2.6% increase last month, in line with expectations. U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Labor Day. Seth Sutel, New York.
Novak Djokovic shook off a back problem early in the match to beat Cam Norrie Friday night, and at the age of 38, become the oldest man to reach the fourth round of the U.S. Open since Jimmy Connors pulled that off at the exact same age. He pulled that off back in 1991. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.